Welcome to what has been billed as flutes, strings, and other things. It's kind of a potpourri talent show, and I think most fun has been in seeing the program take shape in the last 48 hours or so. We're not still quite sure how it all is going to work out, but we want everybody to have fun. It's going to start with the sublime, but hold on, it will gradually progress to the ridiculous. So from the sublime, we will first hear a sonata for flutes by the Baroque composer Sammartini. And our flutists are in the yellow, Melinda Ramses, and in the red plaid, Angela Wee, and in the blue striped is Carol Toma. Sonata for flutes by Sammartini.
Number will be featuring Joan LaFournaise, and who is presently studying for her master's in violin performance at the University of Michigan, I think. That's not correct. And she will be playing a contemporary composition by Maurice Ravel. We often consider him one of the impressionist composers. He died in 1937. This particular composition is, as you might guess, since it is more contemporary, has considerable dissonance, so sometimes neither you nor I will know if the notes are right or wrong. But then relax and enjoy them right along with us. just to maybe try to help you listen along, because it is sort of difficult sometimes to know how to relate to contemporary music. In the first movement, we will be doing two movements. The first movement is called Allegretto, and the second is Blues. But in the first movement, there are four main sort of ideas, and three of them come right away on the first page. And I will sort of try to share those with you so you give your head start in having something to listen for. And then a fourth idea is added by the violin a couple pages later. And then near the end of the movement, we have what we call a recapitulation, and the composer returns to some of the opening ideas. And then he adds still another idea, and I'll try to just share those with you. One interesting thing about it is that he likes, along this dissonant line, when the sounds don't seem to harmonize exactly the way we're used to hearing them, part of that is caused because he has one theme going in one key, and then he introduces practically simultaneously or shortly thereafter in just the step above it. And so it really clashes. And this is especially evident in the second movement. The blues style you can probably identify with, but the violinist will open with a strumming chords in G major. And the first thing that I do when I come in on the piano is play A flat major, which is just a half step above it. And as you'll hear, it doesn't always exactly sound quite so good. But let me give you a sample of the different themes that you can listen for. So that's one idea you can keep your ears cocked for. And then, that you can fairly easily recognize. And then, immediately, and when it's first introduced, the right hand has what we call parallel motion. And that recurs several times. So those are the first three ideas. And then the violinist on the third page will introduce. I try to latch onto. And then at the end, at the recapitulation portion, when I'm... Recognize that first idea? That's coming back again. And then at the same time, he introduces a scale-wise passage that moves up.
Thank you.
continue in the same tradition, but with some difference. We are now going to have some of our favorite banjo players here, Peter Cohen and Mary Olson. The kitchen crew has already distinguished itself tonight, and we have a further display of their talents in the representation of Mary, and they're going to play for us Cripple Creek.
Theo said we were going to go from the sublime to the ridiculous. Well, here we are. Mary and I, after dinner tonight, decided we would get together something, so we thought of the shortest bluegrass song we knew, and that was Cripple Creek, so it's very short, so that's why I'm talking for a while. So we're up here a while. Now, I thought of all these things to say. Bluegrass originated in the 20s, so you just heard an impressionistic piece of music. This is a depressionistic piece. And if you hear any notes that sound like mistakes, they are. Yeah.
Vocal ensemble coming up, and they will be sharing us with a song by the contemporary black American composer Natalie Sleeth, and they will be singing a song called The Kingdom of the Lord. The participants will be Margaret Black in the blue and behind her Angela Wee, and next to her Julie Earhart, and Betsy Holstrand next to her, and the one turning around is Kathy Wee, and on flute is Carol Toma, and turning pages and singing is Melinda Ramseth, and we're using the harpsichord in case you might not know what this little instrument over here is.
Thank you.
Carol Toma now will share with us one movement of a jazz suite for flute and piano that has been made famous by Rampal. Some of you may have heard it, and some of you may not have, but you'll get to hear one movement of it tonight. And it's supposedly for jazz piano, and I'm not a jazz pianist, but it'll supposed to sound a little bit like that. You can improvise in your own mind whatever else it should sound like.
Now for some more ridiculous, and also some more strings, piano strings. Dwayne and I will do some forehand piano music. Sometimes we get in each other's way. It's a real test of our marriage sometimes. We will play three dances, beginning with a Jamaican dance, Jamaican rumba, then going on to Norway for a Norwegian dance by Grieg, and ending with a Spanish dance written by a Russian composer, Moskowski.
Thank you.
one. I'm eager to find out what it's going to be like. This is called a Fuddle Jig Cakewalk, and it features an assortment of instruments that I can guarantee you have never heard before. And we even had to name them because we weren't sure what they were. Will our Fuddle Jig Cakewalk people come up here and so we can show off our instruments?
Does Wes come up now?
Yeah, yeah. Is Wes here? Oh, great. At the far right is Melinda Ramseth with a two-tone lectern block that she's playing. Did our sticks disappear? We have to thank our carpenters for our assortment. They didn't know anything about it, but we're still grateful. But she'll demonstrate her instrument. Okay, that's the two-tone lectern block. And then Barbara Rossing will be playing sand blocks. Okay. And Mary Rossing is playing an instrument that I think it's appropriate to call a holy board. And you can demonstrate that. Okay. And then Angela Wee will be playing a triangle and the one end of a flute. And can you illustrate? Okay. And then Dorothy Rossing plays a reception desk bell. Okay. And Kathy Wee plays a battered hoop. And that rattles around a little bit. And Tom Rossing plays a rusty tin can. Okay. And Wes plays the washboard. Okay. Now, we'll see what happens with all this. such talent you didn't know existed. We have one final group of American songs that Theo and I will play. It's a medley of about 12 songs. And then the last one is Coming Around the Mountain, and we'd want to have you all involved in steel. Steve Hansen will tell you how we want you to do it. Okay?
Well, if you thought we'd already reached the most ridiculous, you were wrong. Because this is one where we all get to be ridiculous. This is an old American song that will be the final song in their medley. So I'm going to explain how the song is done. And this is definitely an audience participation song. You have to stand up and do actions and everything. And it's a very familiar song, She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain. And so I'll briefly explain to you, now this is really, you have to notice the progression of ideas here from one verse to the next so that you can remember these. And the first verse, I'll just go through the verses. There are six verses and then you...